All right, I guess now we're ready for, now that we've done the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Beis, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, I guess now we're ready for the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. Now we're really ready for them. Not like the first time. So we should do that. Right? The first Rush in Shlosh HaShacho. Okay. Okay, so we'll pick up from a couple lines down, right? He says, Shlosha, like five lines down. Shlosha Shach L'Ka'achas, Kasav HaRav Yonazal, D'mayri Shekavu Atzman B'yachad Mitchila L'Birchas HaMotzi, L'didhu, B'haseibo L'didon B'yeshiva. Ah, Zainam Rishayin L'Cholek, Avalam Lo Nikfu Yachad B'birchas HaMotzi, Rishayin L'Cholek. V'dikdek zeh mehod d'reish perek ketzah mevorchen. Why do you say d'reish perek ketzah mevorchen? Yeah, there has to be a mistake. Yeah, because this gemara is a daf mem beis on the beis, and the perek starts on lamed hey. Why would you ever call it reish? So if you take a look in the Madnei Yom Tov, he says, hachi garsin mehod d'snan b'perek ketzah mevorchen. Yeah, that makes sense. Get rid of that whole d'reish. All right, good. So, anyhow, hey sebo echad mevarech lekulan v'daikinan hey sebo id lo hey sebo lo. Right. So the Gemara. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you only chayev in zimun, and there's a some sort of a whatever an iser to be mechalek lecholek is only if they were kavua yachad b'birchas hamotzi from the tchilas asuda. So they want to bring a raya from, he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara, because our Gemara says they say we Lord say below. For a minute, wasar ben yadam shuma halchem b'derech, af bishochlo mikikar echad, kol echad v'echem mevarech la'atzmo. Yashu, af bishochlo echad ochel mikikaro, echem mevarech la'kulan. Kitani yashu, af bishochlo esebo. Umuki l'arav nachman, go da'ami nezel v'nechel, nahama b'duch deplonis. Da'avi kamo esebo, right? So that's our Gemara, to get out of the problem. So, saying that they're going to eat together, that is good enough. Because you are kavua for an achila that was mechayevis b'birchas hamazon. Okay. V'hai b'raisa b'birchas hamazon ayri. D'ksani ba v'hejia b'yirshalmi yashuv achlo. Yeah. And that b'raisa is clearly about b'birchas hamazon. Vim isa de lo bo kfias lezima, and if you can tell me you don't require kfias lezima, amai itzdrich rav nachman l'ukma kishakavu makom tepegle mekevan sha'achlu ke'achad kova asan zu achila. Elevada kfias mitchilahu shemechayavin bezimon. Okay, maybe. Vodei v'rayim ehadistan v'ashamash sha'achal kazayis mitstaref ma'achidish yesh v'shamash yosem v'v'acher elavadei ashmin afbish kishashar v'yadam ein mitstarfen ele b'yeshivas keva ha'shamash mitstaref below yeshivas keva l'fish derech achilos v'bakach. Also funny, so how does he know it's from the beginning? Because that's the nature of ashamash. I don't know. V'lein yirik yidivri ha-mefarshim af lishlo borchu ha-motzi b'yachad el achach nikvu b'chil yachad nikvu l'zimun v'einam rishayin lecholek. Yeah. U'mashe b'raya mehid ha-kitz mevarchin lav raya. That's not a raya. The shiny asum the ilo amro nezel v'nechel nahama b'duch l'plonis hayu mitchila sasuda at sofa below keva. Good point. Yeah, if they just happened to haphazardly be eating there, so they never showed any kind of tzir of das. He makes a good point. It's a hard raya from that case to show that you need it from the tchilas hasuda. Aval hasebo mitzas and tchila boshli shivesa v'imoyim achash and tchila harishonim. La'echol ulididon afila b'yeshiva keivat shem kfu in yachad b'gmar achila chayovin l'zamein. Yeah. So that's basically what we have to define. We have to define, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there's only Zimun if they were either it's Heisebu Yachad from the beginning of the meal, or they said Nezel V'Nechel Nahama V'Duch Deplon. They said that before the start of the meal also. Whereas the Rush holds, no. The Rush holds that two guys could be eating. Then a third guy says, listen, could I join in? Can we eat together? If he does that, even if it's towards the end of the meal, that's good enough. As long as he didn't just in those days, just stop and sit down. If he did a seba, then vadai, if he was mesev imahem, then he wouldn't have to say nezel v'nechel in the middle of the meal, or at the end of the meal. Okay? Or today, if two guys are sitting at a table, and a third sits down and joins them, so that would be the same thing. That would be like a seba. So we have to define that machlokas. Whether it has to be tchilas asuda, from the very initiation of the Suda, or even in the middle or towards the end, that's good enough. That's the machlokas we have to find. So they're taking that's why I said, this Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah is a further elaboration of the concepts from Membeis Amabeis. They're taking up a problem that the Gemara itself did not openly address. What if you said nezel v'nechel, you did a seba, be'emtso a sof asuda? Is that good enough? Or no? You know, if you hold, whatever Rabbeinu Yonah's svara is, and Rabbeinu Yonah held from it, and it made sense to him. Okay, so then I'll understand, when you go to the case of Membeis Amabeis, and they said nezel v'nechel, and clearly they did that before the meal started, you'll say that's that's the way it has to be. The Gemara, the Tosefta, Bedafka stated the case that way. But if you don't have that svara in your mind, and you just want to prove it factually, I hear the Rush is right. It doesn't sound like such a overwhelming raya at all. On the contrary, that's what happened in that case. But in a Chanami, why does it have to be Bedafka before? They had to say it at some point, there also would have been nothing. See, he says, because if they would have said nezel v'nechel nahama, it's not that they said it at the beginning of the meal. It's that they had to say it. Dilo amra nezel v'nechel nahama duch toplanas hayu mitchilas asudat sofa below kava. That's what it would be to stab it. They all sat down, coming back from the Levaya, and they all sat down at the river Danak, but they had no idea to be, to have some kind of, tziruv das for achila. They all just stopped. It was a nice place to eat. But they really weren't interested in any kind of social gathering, in any kind of getting together. He's right. Okay. Yeah, you're definitely right. Yehuda, you're definitely right. There's the Rush. The Rush is the idea that we said last week, does the Rush naturally follows. In other words, what do you need? You need a tziruv das for an achila that's mechayevis and berchas amazon. Really, it's a tzira for das that really finds its objective, its culmination in the fact that we're mitzurafim together for berchas amazon. So the rush is right. Well, why can't I have that at any part of the meal? Now that we mitzurafim together, that we want to eat together, and this eating will culminate in a birchas hamazon, that should be it. That should be more than sufficient. As long as it's even the sofa suda, what do I care? Even sofa suda, I shouldn't care. Right. So what is Rabbeinu Yonah hold? See, it seems that Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you can't, let me try to describe it. In other words, you can't have the tziruf. In order to have the tziruf, it has to be that they were chayiv, they became chayiv in birchas hamazon as a unit. In other words, that they, you see, when they have to be in a simultaneous manner, they were together. They were mitzurafim insofar as the chiyuv birchas hamazon. That's the idea, that they had to start the meal together. And starting the meal together means that they were, that this suda that's mechayev in Berachas HaMazon, it has to be that they are all became chayev in it as a unit. And if they didn't become chayev as a unit, then it lacks in their tziruf leBerachas HaMazon. You hear what I'm trying to say? Right? In other words, you know, as you're looking to, the result you're looking for is, right, this Kiyam Zeman, right? Unarom Mashmo Yachtav. But in order for that to take place, so the, as we said, the framework is the Suda. But it has to be that they join together in such a manner that they were chayav and birchas hamazon simultaneously as a group. Not that I started the meal at one point, now okay, so now I'm chayav and now I'm eating a meal that's chayav and birchas hamazon. Now you start 10 minutes later, you start 15 minutes later. Insofar as the chayav birchas hamazon, it's disjointed. The chalos, insofar as the chalos chayav, it's disjointed. It lacks in its tziruf on the part of the group. It's true in the end, they did have an achila that resulted, but it's not the same thing. I don't know, maybe we can define that better. But you can see where I'm coming from. Because according to the Rush, you only need that there's a tziruf das for an achila that will result in a Berachas HaMazon. Whether or not we started together, what's the difference? I'm eating a meal now that's going to result in Berachas HaMazon, you're eating a meal that's going to result in Berachas HaMazon, and you're eating. And we all are mitzurafim for that achila at some point. So as long as mitzurafim for the achila, so insofar as that achila will result in Berachas HaMazon, that's enough. Rabbeinu Yonah argues, it has to be that the very chalos birchas hamazon, it has to be indicative from the very chalos birchas hamazon that the tziruf took place. Or else it's lacking. To put it in Rebbe's words, when you have the chovas bracha that's noveya from the seuda, the mitzareif is the fact that was chal b'vas achas on the participants. You're right. It's like it makes seuda a little bit more, even more removed as a backdrop and a means to the birchas hamazon, so to speak. I don't mean so far as why you're eating, but how the halacha looks at the tziruf and the zimun. That's exactly Rabbeinu Yonah's argument. Rabbeinu Yonah's argument is, you're telling me there's going to be a tziruf bracha for this one chefza of mevarchim, so it has to be that their chalos chiyuv happened at simultaneously, b'vas achas. It's exactly right. Or else where it's not enough of a tziruf. It lacks in them being mitzurafim for this greater kiyum. It's disjointed otherwise. I don't know if I can say it better. It's just, you're right. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, he puts the Chiyuvei Birchas HaMazon completely in the forefront. And the Tziruf has to be totally in regard to that category, to the Chiyuv Birchas HaMazon. Whereas according to the Rush, it's an achila that's mechayev and birchas hamazon. But it doesn't have to be, as long as you have a tzir of das for that achila, that will result in birchas hamazon, that's sufficient. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be that you join together for the suda simultaneously so that the chiyuv birchas hamazon happens simultaneously. That's the question. That's the question. But you see how it's a direct result of the Iboya on Membeis Amabeis. The fact that we say that Nechel v'Nezel, Nezel v'Nechel is sufficient, is Kesei b'Dami. Now you can have this further question. Now you can have this further question about, now that Birchas HaMazon, it's not just a matter of a Suda, but it's the relationship of Suda to the Chiyuvei Birchas HaMazon, now the question is, so to speak, where, how much of an emphasis do you place on that or not? That's the question between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. Alright, now we're going to Mem Hei Yamin Aleph, the Tosfos Ochel Tevel. Eim Ezamnan Alav. Right, so the Mishnah said, well, we're not going to take up all the cases right now. Although I do want to come back to Demai. We'll come back to Ochel Demai. Right? Because Demai is the one that sticks out like a sore thumb. Why? Because Demai is one of the cases that Mezamdina love. But the problem is, Demai is usher to eat. So if Demai is usher to eat, why can you be Mezamdina love? Since it does sound like the theme of the Mishnah here is that things that are usher, you can't do Zeman. And things that are mutter, you can do Zeman. So you wonder why Demai is not in the second category. But the first of the second category is Achal Tevel. Okay? So, let's take Tosis. Achal Tevel e Mezamnalov. Yeah. Achal Tevel e Mezamnalov. Tema. De Omar Be'erichen. Akol mitstarfin l'ziman. Kohanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. Right? The Brisa there says that they're all mitstarfin for ziman. Kohanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. Paruch p'shita. The Gemara says, well, of course. I mean, who else? I mean, why would they be mitstarfin l'ziman? Kohanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim. Paruch p'shita, mishani, lo, tzricha. Afa gav de kohen elchol truma v'Yisrael chulin. So the Gemara says, no, it's a case, they had to teach you a case where the Kohen is eating Truma and the Yisraelim are eating Chulin. Al ma'afagav the Truma asur li Yisrael, achareisha Kohen yochol et sarefim Yisrael lechol b'chulin mitstarfin l'zeman. So the Gemara there is telling you, kamash malon, you may have needed to think that what? Since the Yisraelim can't eat from the Kohen, so that's going to lack in its tziruf. Kamash Malan, since the Kohen can eat from the Yisraelim, he can eat their chulin, then it's still considered a tziruf l'zimon. Right? That's the Gemara in Erechin. Now, of course, Tosa's point is not to really analyze that Havamina Maskana there. He wants to raise a question. So I'll just go to the question, then we'll come back. V'hachanami nei dechabinai awachol tevel dein roi lacherim amayein amizamin. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why is tevel a problem for Zeman? Why? Because it's true, one guy is eating tevel, but what's the problem? So it's true, the other guys can't eat from his. Ah, but he can eat from theirs. So it should be exactly like the Kohen and the Yisraelim. So Tosus doesn't understand at this point why Tevel presents a problem, or why any Isser, in fact, presents a problem for Zima. That's what Tosus is bothered by, a basic question. How, why does Isser pose a problem if the Gemara says that Kohen and Yisraelim, Trum and Chulin, works? As long as you have a one-way street, and not everybody's mutually usher to everybody, you're okay. So here too, it should be the same thing. That's Tosus Kasha. We'll come back to that Kasha in a minute. Yeah. So the question, I mean, even before you analyze the Havamina Maskana in Erechim, it seems to me the question is that the whole Gemara in Erechim doesn't make sense. Because, what do I care if I can eat from the other guy's food? On the contrary, we just learned in the Gemara on Membeis on the Beis that even if each guy is eating mikikoro shalo, right, they're not sharing whatsoever, each guy is eating from his own food, that is definitely a zeman. As long as you had aseba or nasal venechal. So there's no idea whatsoever that we have to be sharing and eating from a common food. So then what is this halacha here? You mean you have to have the potential? I mean, what kind of funny halacha is that? You have to have a potential that will never be realized? I mean, because the halacha would be, even if I said, you're not allowed to eat from my food, I don't want you touching my food, I don't want you to share, there would still be a zimun. So what kind of funny halacha is that the Gemara seems to think that the other, that the people should be able to eat from each other? Why should I say that's a criteria altogether when in reality it's not? So some potential halachic criteria that you have, that we have to have the potential to be at least one guy could share from the other two guys? Sounds very strange. It sounds like something that's not part of the very concept of the Zeman. If you told me that in reality we have to share and everybody has to really eat from each other, okay, I can understand that that would be a certain level of a dining experience. But you're telling me that's not even true. We don't have to share. In fact, we don't even have to let the other guy eat from our own food. But halachically, you have to have the potential to share. I mean, what kind of sense is that? Very, very strange idea. That's the question you have to ask when you first, I think, read the Gemara in Erechim. Forget about Tosus. The Gemara in Erechim itself. And then, of course, whatever that idea is, then you have to define then you have the Havamina Maskana. Yeah, I'll tell you, when we were thinking about this problem, we got stuck. And the truth is, Rebbe rescued us. Because we were thinking about the problem in the wrong way. You see, the answer is like this. The answer is really very simple. The answer is, there is no need in a positive sense that I should be able to eat from your food. It doesn't make any sense. Because if there was really a need for me to be able to eat from your food, it should never be a potential. Then it should have to be a reality, that it requires that kind of camaraderie and relationship that I'm actually eating, that we're all sharing from the same food. A potential wouldn't make sense if it's a positive concept. The answer is that it can't be that your food has a chaloshein iser. That's the problem. In other words, if there's a chalos iser on your food, that essentially your food is usser, has a chaloshein iser, from the standpoint of halacha, then that by definition is a separated and relegated achila. By definition, it doesn't allow for a tziruf between the parties. There's no tzirf. The halacha itself is koveya that if you have an achila asura, that by definition is considered muvdal and nefredes from the group. That's what it is. The halacha itself assigns, that's the nature of that achila within the halachic system. And I saw, by the way, the Rajba quotes the Ravid along those lines. I saw it later. I didn't even get a chance to show it to Rebbe. 1 second. Yeah, the Rajba, right in the beginning of Brachas, of the Achal Tevel in Shlosh Achlo, he quotes the Rajba quotes the Ravid. The time of the Milsa, Deim Zamdan Alish Achal Dvar Masurim, Mipnesha Ein Chaver of Rashoyim Lis Chaber Imo Bechabura. She'ein lahem keva v'chibor l'dvar masurim. Okay, it's a chaloshein. It's the iser that's problematic. That's what it means. It's the iser that's problematic. That's what gives it a differentiated achila, and doesn't allow the whole tziruf of the social situation to emerge. You see? But if I simply don't let you eat my food, that's a subjective thing. That doesn't affect, there's no objective isser there. I'm just not, that doesn't affect the Zimun. That's a subjective thing that I'm not in the mood to let you share my food. But that is not koveya this as an achila that's separated from the rest of the group. That's only through an objective halachic isser. It's an objective relegation of the achila. You see, and now the Gemara's question in Erechin is, the Havamina was, that if you have mitzas, there is a partial relegation of the achilas, there's a partial separation of the achila, that already will render it not to be an achila mitzurefes. But the maskan is not so. That as long as one party can eat from everyone, then you cannot say that the achilas, insofar as the chabur is concerned, you can't say that the achilas are relegated, are separated off. Because from the standpoint of one member, there is a chibor, there is a relationship between them. And that's sufficient. That's what the Gemara was wondering. Does it have to be that it's mutual, that there's no relegation whatsoever, no separation between any of the parties? Or is it only if it's relegated in total? That will be mafkiya the Zimun. But a partial relegation is not enough. As long as from a standpoint of one member, the other achilas are not considered, mufrashim, then you say there is a tziruf. As long as it's tziruf from one standpoint of one, that's going to be sufficient. That's what the Gemara and Erechim was exploring. So now, we can discuss that, but now we can finally come to Tosfos Kasher from Tevel over here. The reason why one is good enough is because you have to look from the standpoint of the entity of the Chabura. From the standpoint of the Chabura, you cannot say that the Chabura's Achila is broken up. Because since from the standpoint of at least one member, it's not. It's a chabur, it's an entity. So the fact that you tell me some of them can't, yeah, but one guy can. So from the standpoint of the chabur, there's still a relationship. That's the question, is that enough? But more important, before you get to Havim Yaskun, is to make sure that you understand the move there. It's an important move. It's an important move in the method. Because the reason why the kasha was so good is because we were thinking, you always think about the way Tosu says it, or the way the Gemara in Erechin says it, I should say, is that you think it's a positive idea. Like, I need to be able to share from you. So then you get caught, because once you tell me it's a positive idea, then how does it, why is it just a potential? There's something funny about that. If we have to share, we have to share, okay? Then we should all eat from the same kikar. You know? But the fact that we don't have to eat from the same kikar, on the contrary, that's exactly the point in the Gemara, the Tosef, one of the points of the first halacha in that Tosefta, was to show you, Bedafka, we don't have to eat from the same kikar. Not at all. So once you have that idea, now it becomes very hard to understand what's this potential. So it's an important move, you know, in terms of method, to realize it's not a positive concept. It's that the negative can't be in play. It can't be that the other guy's food is usser. That it's usser to me. Because once it's usser to me, it makes his maisa achila relegated into a separate world and activity of achila apart from mine. That's the idea. That's a very important move.
Doesn't that exist whether
or not you're bothered by what the next point in Tosas is.
No, it's based on the prayer that you...
From the standpoint of the Kohen, there's nothing mufrash here. It's all one happy eating. From the standpoint of the Kohen. Nobody's achila is separated and set off from his achila. There's a joining, there's a chibur there. There's a proper joining between the group, between the parties. Because no one else's food is usher to him. So you can't call their maisa achila apart from his. And that's sufficient. See, that's why now Tosus now goes right into his kasha. It's beautiful. Because he says, one second, so based on the ideas in Erechin, so I don't understand, why is Achol Tevel a problem? Because he can eat from theirs. Ah, now is when he distinguishes between Tevel and Truma. The Tevel's Lav Shma Achila, insofar as Zeman is concerned. Okay? Because Tosus holds Lishitaso, that of course you could make a bracha achrona and bracha rishona. You have to. You chayiv in a bracha rishona and bracha achrona. That's why he always talks in terms of zimun. Like in the next line, v'hu adin, right? Aim zamnin. See, he doesn't talk about bracha rishona and bracha achrona. So far as zimun. So Tevel has it's a different problem than Truma. It's a bigger problem. Whereas in Truma, the Kohen is doing a perfectly fine Maisa Achila. But in Tevel, that party itself is doing an Achila that's Lav Shma Achila insofar as Zeman is concerned. That's exactly the next step. That's a perfect step that Tosus takes. Truma is not mufka from the world of Zeman. Truma is beautiful. The only thing is they can't eat from it. But so what? He can eat from theirs. So inherently, his achila is a bona fide, sanctioned, endorsed achila by halacha. You see? And he can eat from the others. So you don't, their achila is not relegated as a tziruf. So therefore, everything's fine. Whereas in Tevel, you don't have that. That's what Tosfos wanted to show you. The problem with Tevel is because the Tevel is not a sanctioned achila. And therefore, by definition, it's not capable of a tziruf. Lizima. It's not a sanctioned achila. It's not an endorsed achila. unsanctioned achila. Lav shma achila. And that's why it's different. That was my point before. I'll come back to that now again in Erech, and that you see, it's not a question of the social experience in normal terms. The halacha has already separated that achila. I mean, I don't really care how friendly everybody is. There's no doubt. I mean, I don't think anybody would question if three guys got together, you know, and they don't care much about halacha. One guy's eating isser, I mean, they're still going to have a very happy social time. But who cares? I mean, Zimun is a halachic reality. And the halacha already said that Davar Isser creates, is sets it off as a separate Ma'is Achila. It's not capable of this whole Tziruf. It's not capable. Simply not capable. Set off. It's relegated. And that's it. That's the end of the story. There's nothing more to talk about. That's in objective terms. Objective halachic terms. As I said, I'll repeat it. I mean, I think it's an important point as far as methodology, in terms of derech, of thought. You know, so when you come to certain things, if you get caught like that, you got to take a look and see if it's really what the halacha is really worried about is the negative, not the positive. The positive is getting into trouble. It's not the halacha I have to be able to reach over and eat from your food. No idea like that. Kol echad ochel mikikara. But rather, it's that. What would be problematic is if the other food is usser to me. Why? Not because I can't reach over. Because by definition, achila asura is separate. There's no chibor. There's no group. Let's see. For next week, now you have the problem. This next part of Tosis is, the Maharshal takes it out. It's a very problematic two lines here coming up. The Maharsha insists that it stays in. But it's difficult to understand the Maharsha's pshat exactly. But the question is, if you hold like the Maharsha, the question is, what's the svar? I mean, you'll see. There's some real problems there. There's some very serious problems. So, you can learn the Tosas with it in or with it out. You know, we'll try both ways. And then the question is, why does Tosas have to give the case of Mudur Hana? Should be a Dover Pashat. Once you know the case of Teva. So, and then of course there's the last case itself. That there's a Havamina that since you can go to Bezdin and be Matir Neder. Why should that affect anything? Then there's also the question of whether, why is it that it knocks out Zimun, but it doesn't knock out Bracha Rishona and Achrona? So maybe we'll take a look at that also. A lot here.
Who should we look at?
You could, of course, look at the Rambam and Ravid. You could look at the Rush. Definitely look up the Gemara. You should just take a quick look at least. It's a good Gemara to know because it always comes up. That Gemara and Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Vav, with Ubotzeya Berech Nietz Hashem. That's a good Gemara to just take a quick look at. That always comes up, that Gemara. As the Rav, I think the Rav once said, it's one of the four times in Shas they mention the idea of Mitzvah Bar Avera. Everyone thinks they mention Mitzvah Bar Avera on every daf in the Gemara. He says it's only four times in Shas. And I think then he said, there's only one time they mean it in its real sense. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when they sit down to eat, so that is, of course, the kviyas. That is the actual kviyas. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda holds is that kviyas is ultimately realized in a higher form of Birkas HaMazon.
That is a Birkas HaZimon and a Birkas HaMazon al Yedei Zimon. That's how the Kfiyas is ultimately realized. That is the, so to speak, the Kfiyas B'Shlemusa. Is that they're Koveya, at least three guys are Koveya L'Achila. And now, that Kfiyas L'Achila is realized in a higher form of Birkas HaMazon. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, when the person walks away, so at that point, he still has a Chova Zimon, because he was part of an original Kfiyas. He still has a Chiyav Zimon. But at that point, the fact that he walked away, his Chov HaZimon will not be realized in its fullest sense. Because the real fullest sense of that realization would be through the original group that he was Koveya with. But what Rabbi Yehuda holds is that when he walks away, so still he has a Chov HaZimon, because his original group hasn't realized its Kfiyas. So the Chov HaZimon is still chal upon him. So therefore, as long as they did not, see, let me put it this way, let me say this first. If they go ahead and they do Zimon, then the Kfiyas Zimon has been realized. And that's when you say, Paka Zimon Me'alayah, that's when it's Parach. Because since he was part of the original Kfiyas, and the original Kfiyas has now been realized, Bishlei Musa, because the original group did Zimon, so therefore there's nothing left. There is no Chov HaZimon left, insofar as any of the members that participated in that Kfiyas. But if they didn't do Zimon yet, so then the Chov HaZimon is still alive and well on that Gavra, on that person who was part of the group. The only thing is, he'll never be realized Bishlei Musa. He'll never be realized Bishlei Musa, but the Chov HaZimon could find an expression in a Kiyam Zimon with two other guys that have a like Chov HaZimon. In other words, the Gavra who walks away, so his Chov HaZimon is still in existence because the original Kfiyas hasn't been realized. But the minute it's been realized, then it's Parach. But if it hasn't been realized, so then he could fulfill his Chov HaZimon, albeit in a lower form, with two other guys who have a similar Chova, who need to have that Chova translate into a Kiyum. That's how Rabbi Yehuda envisions the package. That's how he understands the Gemara. Are there any questions? By the way, this is not really that. It really is a better explanation, I think, than what we said last week. It's not really. You'll see. See, let's do the Ramban. So, what does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds that the Kfiyas, like we said last week, the Kfiyas is a chalos b'fnei atzma. What does that mean? That sounded very vague last week. That the Kfiyas is a chalos b'fnei atzma. But what we mean by that is that it's possible to have a Kfiyas for Zimon alone. In other words, it's possible to have a Kfiyas simply for the purpose of having a higher Kiyam of Birkas HaMazon. In other words, it's not just an idea of a Kfiyas Achila. See, a Kfiyas Achila brings about, of course, the Chov HaZimon. That's true. But the Ramban holds that you could have a Kfiyas L'Zimon Levad. It's possible to have a Kfiyas just for the purpose of the Zimon. That's what we mean that the Kfiyas is a Chalo Shem B'fnei Atzma. It's not, it exists simply as a separate institution that three people who have an obligation for Zimon could be Koveya for that Kiyum. And therefore, once they're koveya for that kiyum, so now it's a new kvias. It's a kvias chadasha. So the fact that my original group has fully realized their kvias, that doesn't in any way cause a parach zimon, a removal of zimon for me, because I'm already involved in a new kvias. So once I'm involved in a new kvias, so now my kiyum, my chovah zimon can be realized, my kiyum zimon can be realized through the new kvias. That's the machlokas between the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Is there a possibility of having a concept of kvias just for the kiyum zimon alone? Or is the kvias solely in terms of the maisa achila with the chabura? You see? Which is what we see. That's what we meant last week when we said that the kvias is the haschalas zimon, and part of it, what we meant was that the kvias is really through the activity of eating, through the maisa achila with the chabura. And that maisa achila with the chabura then can be realized as a higher form of birkas hamazon because of the idea of gadol shemiti yiramash vayachtav. So it means that the maisa kvias can find its realization, its ultimate realization in shevach lakadosh baruch hu. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns. The Ramban, of course, doesn't disagree with that part, but he holds that the kvias can exist as a separate phenomenon purely for the purpose of a kiyum zimun. Of course, it requires that the gavras involved have a chovah zimun. That, of course. But once they do that, once they're koveya, now they're immune, so to speak, from the actions of the original chabura. Even though the original chabura realized their kvias and did zimun and birkas hamazon, so what? But I'm already involved in a new phenomenon of kvias, and therefore, you don't say parach zima me'alayim. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Ramban. According to Ramban, until you're koveya with a new group, so then your chovah zimon is still related, pure and simple, to the original kvias. So therefore, if it's realized, if they do zimon before you ever find two other guys, so that's the end of it. It has no existence. That's why. It's only if you become involved in it that, according to Ramban, it's possible to have an abstract kvias lezimon that allows for your chovah zimon now to be related to some kind of an idea of a chabura and a kvias. But if you don't find that group, then your whole chovah zimon is still bound up with the original group. Its existence is totally tied to the original group, and since they realize their kvias, it's parach. It no longer exists. That's what the Ramban holds. Look, basically the Chuli Alma, I mean, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that's Rav Huna, is that even though you're part of an original Chabura, an original Kvias, but since that creates a Chovah Zimon, it's possible to have it realized in another group. That's the Chiddush. Without this Mishnah, and I think you sense it very well, that without this Mishnah, I don't think anyone would have had the guts to say that. But that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. That is exactly the idea. But it would appear, logically at least, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not of the same level. It's not of the same form. That's what it appears. But nevertheless, it is a kiyum zimun, and it dispenses of your chovah. If you need it a little more philosophically, I could say it that the idea of a kfias being realized in zimun means that when you're koveya, when you get together as a social group, that philosophically the ultimate realization of that get together was to say praise to God. Do you hear that philosophically? Is that nice? I guarantee if I said that in the shul, I would get a standing ovation. I don't require that from you guys, but at least some sympathy, please. That's what Halacha said, that when you have a kfias, when the shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas, that kfias finds its realization in a higher form of birchas hamazon. That's it. I also should I be careful. You know, it's funny. The Rav once said that birchas hamazon is a chelik of the suda. To answer that famous problem, I think on daf, what is it? Memtes on the bays in brachas, right? In our perek somewhere, right? About why is it that by Shabbos, if you forget Ritzei, or on Yontif, if you forget Yalav Yava, you have to go back. But on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. So the Gemara answers, because on Rosh Chodesh, you're not chayiv in a suda. But on Shabbos and Yontif, you are. Hold on one second, I'm getting a big, hold on. Right, I mean, I'm sure you guys know, I mean, the Rav's a famous answer. I mean, because the question is, what do I care if you're chayiv in a suda or not? I mean, you ate a meal, and now you're chayiv in birchas hamazon. So what do I care if you, it's Rosh Chodesh, so of course you have to say Yalav Yavo. Why is one Yalav Yavo less important than the other? What's it got to do with the Chi of Suda? Makes no sense, logically. If you ate, now you're Chayiv in a Suda. And you're Chayiv in a Suda Rosh Chodesh, so just demand Yalav Yavo. If you eat on Shabbos, you're Chayiv, you ate, now you're Chayiv in Bar Samaz, and you're Chayiv in Ritzei. Like, what's the difference? Why is one you have to go back, one you don't have to go back? Gemara's answer is very difficult. So the Rav answered, and I don't think anyone's ever heard another answer to explain this. The Rav answered that the answer is that Birchas HaMazon is a chelak of the Suda. So the answer is that really, from the standpoint of the pure Doraisa of Birchas HaMazon, so the truth is it makes no difference if you said Yalav Yavo or Ritzei or any of them. You really said a Chalta Savata Verachta. But the thing is, if you have a chi of Suda, and Birchas HaMazon is part of the Suda, the Suda becomes realized in the Birchas HaMazon. So then it's because of your Chi of Suda that you have to go back. Not because you lacked in the Chalda Samata Verachta. The reason why you have to go back is because you'll be lacking in Suda Shabbos. You'll be lacking in Suda Yontif. But you can't, but the point is on Rosh Chodesh. Who cares if you're lacking in Suda Rosh Chodesh? It means nothing. You know, you're not chayiv in Suda Rosh Chodesh, so who cares if you're lacking in it? But on Shabbos and Yontif, where you're chayiv, so if you don't perform the Birchas HaMazon properly, there'll be a lack in the very Suda. And that's why you have to go back. Okay? So I'm just saying, I mean, having that idea, it shouldn't be so difficult to understand that the very... in fact, I think this is even more natural. That one has its difficulties, you know, that you have to actually go back for the Suda, even though you're Yotzei Birchas HaMazon, insofar as, you know, the Chalta V'Sarat V'Rachta. But here, what you're saying is that when you have a Chabura of three people who ate together, so it finds its halachic realization, it finds its objective in a certain higher form of Shevach L'Makom. I think that makes perfect sense. That's how the kfias is realized. That's really the, in halachic terms, the kfias is realized through a maisa birchas hamazon on a different level. That's the idea. That's right. Yeah. Shlosh shachol kachas chayav and lezamein. It means that once you have the kfias, it creates a chovas zimon on the participants, and therefore it. That's right. It's not just a chova zimun in abstract, but it's a chova zimun that's noveya from the original kvias. Yeah, this is not. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not a new idea. We just didn't have it well formulated last week. It's really this is what we were trying to say last week, but it just wasn't clear. But I think now it's clear. Hopefully to you it's clear as well. Yeah. I guess it's good now to mention that according to both Rabbi Yehuda and the Ramban, who argue with Rashi, because if you recall, and if you don't, go back to those shiurim, listen to them, but they hold that if the person answers with the original chabura, that's not parach, that's yotza. even though they didn't say Berkas HaMazon. Right? That was a fundamental point of Machlokas between Rashi versus the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda. That was, in fact, the major kasha that the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda ask on Rashi. If you take a look at the Rush, who quotes Rabbi Chassan, and the Ramban in the Chedushim. So it's important just to frame that now, because it'll mean that according to Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, if you answer Baruch Shachal Mishalom to Mochayinu, that means already that your kfias has had some realization in Zimun. That's what we said. There is already a kiyam gavra of Gad L'Shem Iti by answering Baruch Shachalno, even though you didn't say Berkas HaMazon. So if you put it in the terms we have it now, it means that the kfias does find itself expressed. There is an expression. There is a realization of the kfias through the kiyam gavra of Zimun. And that is enough to already say that it's realized, and of course then you're Yotze, and there's no way you could do Zimun anywhere else. Even though you haven't done Birkas HaMazon. That's exactly their point. Whereas according to Rashi could not imagine that simply Anias Baruch Shachal Mishlo is an independent Kiyum, an independent Kiyum Kavra. He held it has to be tied in with the higher form of Birkas HaMazon. That's very good, Chaim. I'm happy you brought that up. That's very important. Shkayach. Okay, we're going back to the first rush. And because we're going to reformulate the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. And even though this is about 3 months after that we actually learned it, with Hashem's help, they'll on the yeshiva library, they'll put it as an addendum to the its original spot. And this way it won't be too confusing to anyone who wants to listen to these things. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rush. So the Rush says, Shlosh Shachl Ka'achas, I'm about, six lines down in the Rush, in the first Rush in Shlosh Shachl. Kasim Reb Yonah, the Mayri B'Shekovu Atzman B'Yachad Mitchil or Birkas HaMotzi. Lididhu ba'asebo, lididun b'yeshiva. Az eina b'shayim l'chalek. Aval amlok miktu yachad b'birkas amotzi, rishayim l'chalek. Alright, so Rabbeinu Yonah is of the opinion that the only time b'chayiv and Zimun is if three people start the meal together. But if two guys start a meal together, one shows up later, there would be no chayiv Zimun. Which, of course, is not the way we paskin. We paskin like the Rush. Okay? That is incorrect, right? Where's the Rush? The Rush is a little bit later. I forget, but we'll get to the Rush in a minute. So anyhow, so now the Rush says that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, he has two rayas. Alright? Now the first raya we did when we learned it originally, and we're not going to go back there. That was not the problem. The problem is going to be in the second raya. Okay? But before we get to the problem in the raya, let's remember what we said. See, the question was, what was the machlokas, whether you have to have all three guys starting together, or do you hold, you could have two and one. Alright, meaning two guys start, and one guy joins them, and eats with them at some point in the meal, that's the Rush. So what is the machlokas? So, yeah. The Rush holds, the way we explained the Rush was that the Rush holds that as long as you have an achila that's mechayeves in Birkas HaMazon, that's the mitzaref. In other words, the tziruf das comes about the fact that we all did an achila that's mechayev in Birkas HaMazon. And that creates the tziruf and the chovas zimun. That's according to the Rush. So therefore, what do I care if there are two guys started and one guy joined? At the end of the day, all three of us ate, did an eating that obligates us in Birkas HaMazon. The fact that we didn't start together, I mean, What's the difference? We all did an achila together, and each one of our achilas is an achila b'mechayev and a birkas hamazon. And that's the mitzaref. That creates the tzira for Zimun. That's the rush. What does Rabbeinu Yonah hold? Right? Because Rabbeinu Yonah holds it's only if the three guys start together. So what's the idea? So at the time we said, I believe, that it has to be that the mitzaref is the fact that the chalos chiyav happens simultaneously. That they're all chayavin in birchas amazon bevas achas. That's the mitzaref. That's the mitzaref. The mitzaref is the chalos chiyav. As long as if the chalos chiyav happens bevas achas, that's mitzaref then. But if it's not bevas achas, then there's no tziruf. According to the Rush, it has nothing to do with the nature of the chalos chiyav. According to the Rush, it has to do with simply an achila. They participate together in achila that has the commonality that it's a mechayev and birchas hamazon. No, the tziruf is they did a ma'isa achila together that's mechayev and birchas hamazon. They of course have to eat together. Or there's no tziruf. It's that they did a ma'isa achila together, and each one did a ma'isa achila. It's mechayev and birchas hamazon. So what do I care if you ate you started eating your kezesim or kedesvia 20 minutes before me? The point is, I'm eating with you now, and I'm doing an achila at mechayev and birchas hamazon, and now I'm doing it together with you. What do I care if it happens to be some kind of stagger insofar as you became chayev and birchas hamazon 10 minutes ago because you already ate a kezias or already you were soveya? What do I care? But meanwhile, I'm doing that now with you and we're doing it together. So that's the tziruf, the fact that we do a maisa chila that has the character that's chayev and birchas hamazon. That's all. But if they don't eat together, then well, what's the tziruf? There's no tziruf between them at all. Then they're independent people. There's no tziruf, there's no chabura. Okay? But now it would appear there's a problem with that svara. Why? Because take a look at the second raya. It's right before that letter chaf in the rush. It's at the beginning of a line, the letter chaf in brackets. One line above that. It says, Va'od hevi raya mehad esnan v'hashamash sha'ochol kezayis mitstarif. The Mishnah says that if the servant, the waiter, eats a kezayis with them, he's mitstarif. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, ma chiddush yesh b'shamash yoser mib'achar? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah telling you about a shamash more than anybody else? Elavadei ashminan afa pi shashar b'nei adam ei mitstarfin ela b'yeshivas keva hashamash mitstarif below yeshivas keva l'fi shederach achilaso b'kach. Okay? Alright. And where is the Rabbeinu Yonah himself? Hold on, let's just take a look. Because you'll see there's going to be a little bit of a distinction in how the Rush quotes him and the way he says it himself. Which I don't know if we'll get to today, but let's see. Yeah, it's at the end of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the first Rabbeinu Yonah on the Perek. Towards the end, he says, yeah, the pshita lahu the chi aminanecha mevarech lekulam b'shekavu atzma mitchila lecho b'yachad kamar halav hachi kol echad lecho mevarech laatzmo ve'ein hachila kovas osam. See, it's pshita to him that it's only if the three guys start from the very start of the meal together. If not, the achil itself cannot be koveya, kovas osam. Dekanami diksani vashama shachol kazayis mitzdarev. Shall we just drive? Can use in a minute. Deka nami, the ksani v'shamashach kizayis mitzdaref. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you see, I even showed it to you from the Mishnah itself, this idea. Because it says the Shamash, that eats a Gezayas, he's Mitzdarev. V'may Yitzterech l'misnisha Shamash Mitzdarev. Why did I have to tell you that the Shamash is Mitzdarev? Elevado bala shmienu, shaf bishashar b'nei yodam eina mitzdarfin el b'yeshivas keva ha-shamash mitzdarev, the kamosha kava imahem lechol dainin and lay. So you see, that Rabbeinu Yonah is learning that the Shamash isn't beginning eating with them together. It's part of his raya that for the average person it has to be three guys eating together, starting together from the start. But that's why the Mishnah had to give you the chiddush of a Shamash, because a Shamash, even though he doesn't do that, it's as if he was koveya with them. You see? So from here you see clearly that we have a problem with Svara. Because if you tell me the Svara, that his idea really is that they, in order to be the Mitzaref, the Tziraf is through the Chalos Chiev, that it's a simultaneous Chalos Chiev, that's what creates the Tziraf between them, that's what relates them. So then how does the Shamash work? Because the Shamash is not Chayev simultaneously with them. He might not start eating with them until 10 minutes later. So there's a problem with that Svara. In other words, we have to give a Svara in Rabbeinu Yonah that also explains the phenomenon of the Shamash. That's my point. You cannot say simultaneity in the Chalos Chayev, because that's simply not true. The Shamash is not a case of simultaneity. And yet he's still good, and it's as if he started together with them, whatever that means. But that's what we have to define. That concept we have to define. Alright? That's the idea that has to be defined. I think I'm going to stop here. I'm at the end of the ride here, and it's anyhow. Let's just stop here. So get something good to think about anyhow. That's right. Yeah, there is a difference. The Rush says Shederech Achilasa Bekach. That's the way the Rush interpreted Rabbeinu Yonah. It goes to show you that, you see, Rishonim sometimes have their own interpretations of what they think the other Rishon means. But I don't think all of us would agree with the Rush. The Rush, because the Rabbeinu Yonah says that El will be a Hashamish Mitzdarif to Kamosha Kava Imaim Lachol Dainin and Lay. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the concept is that the Shamish, it's as if he was Koveya with them. We judge it as if he was Koveya with them from the start. That sounds like a different idea than the way the Rush puts it, that it's Derech Achilasa Bekach. That itself requires a little bit of a, you know, like an idea what the Rush thought it meant, and what we think perhaps what Rabbeinu Yonah means. I don't know if the Rush had a different gear saw, or that's how he conceptualized the Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know. Hard to say. But that itself. So you have to define, that would be nice to define also. So there's two things we should define. One is, what is Rabbeinu Yonah's Shita? We have to now get rid of the idea of the nature of the Chalos Chiyav, that it was Bevas Achas, simultaneous. That it's simply not true. I think as we kind of like skipped over, like remember when we first did the Shamash, I don't think we understood it well. So we kind of like just put it on the side and we never came back to it after we gave the Svara. But it turns out that it affects the Svara. The Svara is not correct. All right, so let's think about that for this week.